Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. MONA is the acronym sometimes used to help us remember the interventions to consider for patients with acute coronary syndrome, or ACS. If the patient doesn't have a history of GI bleeding, a recent hemorrhagic stroke, or a known allergy to aspirin, we give that first, then consider morphine, oxygen, and nitroglycerin if appropriate. The medication nitroglycerin is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Nitroglycerin is a vasodilator that affects peripheral blood vessels and coronary arteries. Dilation of the coronary arteries allows more blood flow to the heart muscle, while the peripheral effects decrease the workload of the heart by reducing systemic vascular resistance and afterload, the pressure that the heart has to pump against to circulate blood. Because of its widespread dilation effects on blood vessels, nitro can quickly lower a patient's blood pressure, sometimes to the point of making a patient hypotensive. For this reason, we must assess a patient's vital signs before administration of nitro and only administer it if it's indicated and safe. Nitro is indicated in patients experiencing chest pain from cardiac ischemia. Nitro is contraindicated for use in patients with hypotension or a history of taking PDE inhibitors, which are commonly used to treat erectile dysfunction, pulmonary hypertension, and BPH. Giving nitro to a patient taking these medications can result in a sudden and massive drop in blood pressure. Nitro should be used with caution in patients with bradycardia or tachycardia. In the acute setting, nitro is usually given sublingual, either as a fast-dissolving tablet or a dose-metered spray. It's important that we assess the patient's pain and vitals before administration of nitro to ensure that it's indicated and safe. We should reassess the patient a few minutes after administration to see if it's helped relieve some of the pain and how it's affected the patient's blood pressure. Nitro can be given every 5 minutes as needed and repeated twice for a total of 3. Nitro is a medication that can be taken at home for the treatment of angina. Be sure to ask the patient if they've taken any of their home medication and was it effective. Nitroglycerin begins to oxidize once the bottle is open and loses its potency over time. If a patient says they took their nitro at home, ask them if it had the same effect as it usually does. Many patients will know because nitro has some common side effects, such as tingling under the tongue or a slight headache after use. If the patient's home medication didn't have the desired effect, it may be old, and administration of fresh nitro would be indicated. I hope that you found today's review of nitroglycerin for acute coronary syndrome helpful. If so, be sure to subscribe or follow now so you don't miss other upcoming episodes with ACLS tips. Upcoming episodes include a BLS review, the use of calcium channel blockers, and hypothermia as a reversible cause H&T. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.